Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next. Fly season is rapidly approaching, but there's a fly control solution ready to bite back. Corathon Insecticide Cattle Ear Tags. Corathon Insecticide controls horn and face flies on beef cattle, which in one study resulted in an 11.81-pound increase in weight gain over untreated calves. Bite back at flies with Corathon Insecticide Cattle Ear Tags. See product label for complete product information, indications, and application instructions. Oklahoma Gen X invites you to go out and check how the many OSU bred wheat varieties are looking at the OSU wheat variety field plots. There's a map of the replicated field trials at the OSU wheat website, as well as the videos of the Altus and Chickasha wheat variety field tours. See the videos and the map at wheat.okstate.edu. And now you can also call your local extension office for directions to the wheat variety plots nearest you. Learn more about all the OSU wheat varieties by going to okgenetics.com. Latest crop progress report showing the Oklahoma hard red winter wheat crop at 64% in good to excellent shape, a couple of points better than a week ago. Kansas 42% in good to excellent shape, up 2 points from a week ago. Texas at 50% good to excellent, off by 7 points from a week ago. Corn crop rapidly getting into the ground. Nationally, we're at 51% planted. A year ago, we just had 21% of the crop in the ground. Cotton crop, Texas now 21% planted, 5% of the Oklahoma crop planted thus far versus a 5-year average of 10%. Announcement of a joint task force between the Oklahoma Department of Agriculture and the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association to look at the potential of beef processing facilities in the state. Michael Kelsey with OCA says that this is something that is needed to be done, but it will not be easy to find a successful result.
I think this is going to be really hard. Here's why. If it was easy, somebody would have already done it. An investor would have already come in and built. If it was to be a 5,000 head day plant, somebody would have already done it. If it was, you know, something else, then somebody would have already done it. So we're asking a really tough, hard question. We know this is an uphill battle. We're not coming into this naive. We're coming into this knowing this is going to be a tough conversation, but that's why we want to keep all options open.
And Michael Kelsey says that the task force will be starting to meet at the end of this week. We'll meet probably for the next several weeks remotely. They won't be actually in the same room with one another, but we'll be meeting via Zoom to start laying the groundwork to look at all the ideas, whether it's big or small. He says we've got to consider everything.
We want to talk about expanding small local capacity that's already there. I think a good question to ask is, do we have opportunity to help them expand if they want to, even if they only add 5 head a week, you know, or something? I think that's a fair question to ask, as well as what might a larger type facility look like? Are there facilities out there that we could reclaim? Are there opportunities to build from the ground up?
Michael Kelsey will be one of the co-chairs. The other co-chair will be Oklahoma Secretary of Agriculture, Blaine Arthur. Normally, first week of May, the Oklahoma Grain and Feed Association will be holding their annual meeting and doing an assessment of the hard red winter wheat crop. Not meeting this year because of coronavirus. Instead, OSU Extension stepping up, and they're going to be doing a Zoom meeting later today assessing the size of the 2020 hard red winter wheat crop. End of the week, OSU has planned a Lahoma Wheat Field Day Facebook Live event. It'll start Friday morning, 8:30 a.m. You've got farm news on Ron.
In recent years, cotton acreage has grown in Oklahoma, and today we are the third largest cotton state in the U.S. based on acres planted. Oklahoma Cotton Council is proud to serve the cotton producers and those who are a part of the cotton industry, promoting and protecting their interests. The Oklahoma Cotton Council works for the cotton farmer in areas of research, advocacy, and education. Follow the Oklahoma Cotton Council on Facebook or check out the Oklahoma Cotton Council website, okecotton.org.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.